This is Davin's Den.
All right, let's get a quick scammers in. All right, kids?
Yep.
Oh, that's yeah. Scam busters, whatever the fuck this is. What are we doing? Scam busters. Doing AM Jackson. Where the fuck is it? God damn it. Shit. Can't find shite.
Great.
There it is. I can say shite now, Joe. All right, Pip, what are our categories?
Okay, well, our first is a perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Our second one is criminal. And the third, I'm trying, mess media.
All right, what do you got, Joe?
Let's see. I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with seven criminals. And I'm going to go with four mess medias.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
You're expressing a lot of confidence in her.
I know. Thank you.
I know.
Joe's girl has got three Mr. Davins, two criminals, and zero mess media. I'm going to say four Mr. Davins, three criminal, and one mess media. Lisa says five Mr. Davins, zero criminal, and zero mess media. Oh, she has little faith.
All right, here we go. This is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton.
Okay.
Brown Cotton says, this is what happened in the truth. Miller is falling. No, she wrote this to me. This isn't a conversation. She wrote this. Brown Cotton, this is what happened in the truth. Miller is falling for Rita, and he's in love with Rita. Rita is asking for his love. What is the matter with me? Nothing. But Miller must be fired. All right, I guess that's from Brown Cotton. I don't know. These fucking assholes annoy me. Tired of this shit. This is from a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton on August 19th, 2013. Brown says, Ann says, Mr. Brown, I will cut ties with Miller. This makes me, I can't do me if she's not here either. It makes me sick. You guys both have to do it. You see the hand? I can't have a fucking choir if the whole choir's not here, Pip.
I'm so sorry.
Damn it. I'm afraid of no scam. Eric goes to my mailbox? Or Miller? Yeah, yeah, who? Yeah, Brown says, yeah. Hello. Ann says, I am sick. Hunters are tracing me. Rita blames me. Miller makes me trouble. What is going on with this? I am busy, and I do not get any penny, since I am helping people. So she's trying to help people. She's really hurting them, but she's trying to help them.
No.
Brown says, your funds will be transferred soon. Anne
oh,
says,
please.
You're not buying it?
Sorry, no. I just blurted. Sorry. Go ahead.
Neither does Anne. Anne says, do not tell me about this. Why I need to suffer attacking by others? I am here fighting terrorists. I am not a liar. What is it? Rita maybe hunts Miller, according to the conversations, but I cannot say anything. Can't shut the fuck up either. Brown goes, okay, I will see it. Anne goes, what do you mean? I insulted Miller a lot. I told him he is garbage. Cheap man. I told him not to ask anything from her. Rita blames me. Brown goes, why? Where is Victim C? Anne goes, near Malaysia. She contacted Victim P. She is a nice woman. And then she gives the letter. Hello, Anne. Actually, C phoned me the other night. I explained to her what is happening. They need a certificate from Ghana to Malaysia to show that it was not money laundering. The certificate cost $25,000. Morris is helping me with $5,000. No, and also the banker with $5,000.
Sounds like what I'm going through with this fucking loan.
I know some people, Joe. Would you like one of my esquires?
Thank you, no.
What is left is $15,000, but my sister is the one that was helping me financially, but she has stopped now, so I will know tomorrow if she changed her mind. I will be talking with the Ghana banker on Monday. I am so drained with the whole process, I am just ready to give up. I already gave $40,000 to get the Malaysia clearance, and it's done. All is left to do is pray. So this seems like this came from Pauline, Victim P.
Okay.
Brown says, did she contact Interpol? Anne goes, I think so. I told her to contact the Interpol, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
And
did you give her one of those handy-dandy links to contact Interpol with, genius?
And she played with Interpol. Anne goes, no. P told C. Pauline told Cinta. I'm just going to fucking say their names. This shit, don't worry about it now. We're not protecting anybody's identity anymore. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I give up.
Sounds like algebra. P plus C. Who's the sign for pi in all of this?
It was starting to sound like sex.
Okay. Your sex life sucks. So gather from that. No, Pauline told Cinta. She will help Cinta when her funds come to her account. Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, this is why Cinta is waiting. Pauline is a good woman. They contact each other and send emails to me. So now victims are fucking helping other victims get screwed. And they don't know it. Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, where is idiot Miller? Why not escape? Why not reply to Rita? Rita will bother me today while I am working. Brown goes, Miller is very upset. He is in Thailand. Ann goes, upset for what? He is falling for her. Brown said, and they are about sending them to Egypt. That's a new country.
Maybe they that's never been mentioned.
No, we'll go to Egypt. Why the fuck not?
Why not?
I think they just like throw darts at a map and go, all right, this is where we'll be today.
Sure sounds that way.
Something that sounds exotic to Americans. Go.
Exactly. Ann goes, so marry her. He's going to Egypt? Wow. Brown goes, maybe. Ann goes, why? Fighting terrorists? I do not care about him because he never listens to me. Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, so he will contact Rita and marry her? Tell him to fuck off my life. Deal with his gold bars alone. A little jealousy, I think.
Deal with your gold bars alone, yeah.
All of a sudden she fucking, oh, he's going to go with Rita? Well, fuck off my life.
Yeah, she just like jumped right in there with the peanut butter and jelly.
What?
Wow.
Jealous.
What are you talking about?
She's jealous.
Peanut butter and jelly. Jelly is jealous?
Okay. Jelly is jealous.
Okay.
Ugh.
And stink is you. We'll move on. there is nothing to do with me anymore. You almost got thrown. You almost got the fucking barrel song. I'm going to tell you. It's been a long time, Pip. It's been a long time. There is nothing to do with me anymore or change my name to his lover, Rita. Rita told me. Miller loves her. I think it's true. Where is Green?
Yeah, there's a little jealousy there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Anything for you, pal.
No, really. Don't mention it. Don't get me in trouble.
Okay. I will quit sending scammers to you because I cannot survive. One, please tell Miller to contact his lover, Rita. Two, fuck off my life.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, climbing up the charts. It was in fifth place last week, moving up three slots to number two. Fuck off my life.
Number two, fuck off my life. Can I get a pen and pencil for this?
I can't do that the week that I call that. No.
What?
Of course, you can't do that the week that I use that as a category. Now.
You guys should coordinate better.
You're right.
Three, I will quit sending any profiles to all of you. This is not my job. Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, four, tell him to deal with gold bars and return the money to me. That's all. He is a real asshole. A cheap man. Rubbish. I have never seen such a stupid man. Desire love? Go into dating site? Then fuck me up. This is what he has done to me. You lie to me. You are also assholes. Brown says, Miller loves you very well.
Huh.
Ann goes, no, never. You lie. Last hope. Fuck you.
A little curse tonight.
Brown goes, me? He do. Ann goes, what is it? 850. He makes me suffer. Brown goes, sorry if you do not believe me. Ann goes, I got so much violences.
That sounds painful.
Mr. Davin.
There's one.
Oh, one.
Brown Cotton is asking money. Is asking money. Hello, money.
Hello, money.
See the truth below the conversations. I will send it to the FBI in the U.S. You can see he's asking money. I did tell him that I had no money. He is a fucking liar. That garbage Miller is chicken hiding somewhere. Melvin Santa was...
He's chicken hiding somewhere?
It's like Chicken Little, but not as tasty.
Oh, you can usually tell from the smell where they're at.
Yes.
After a couple days.
Melvin Santos cooperates with them. Scammers, scammers. And here's another conversation between Brown and Ann. Brown says, hello. Ann greets him with, fuck off. Never contact me. I quit. Never contact me. Brown goes, why? Scammers are going to court tomorrow here in Malaysia. Ann goes, who's scammers? Brown goes, arrested 10 of them this morning before my first cup of coffee, I says. Ann goes, my scammers? Brown goes, two of your scammers, one Mr. Omar. Ann goes, that is mafia. Brown goes, and another lady. Ann goes, a big mafia. Brown goes, plus eight others. Ann goes, who arrested them? Brown goes, going to court tomorrow. Ann goes, criminal Miller? I think they are terrorists. See, Miller, Brown knows how to fucking distract her. The rest are like the shiny object.
Oh, yeah. And she is, like, easily distractible.
Yeah, she's like, squirrel.
Yes. Go, Bart.
Yeah. Brown goes, the court has asked the Asian government to release all the funds of the victims immediately. There is no fucking Asian government. Asia's a fucking continent. There's no continental government.
Asian government. Do you know, I didn't even pick that up at first.
Yeah, shouldn't somebody be on top of that? The North American government has a word for you. Come on, doesn't somebody smack him by the head and go, no? But Anne says, do not tell me to pay. No money. I am in dead situation. Brown goes, they have asked them to only 5% of the total funds and not 10% anymore. Anne goes, forget it. Lie to me. I never get money back. Brown goes, not you.
Wait a minute, she goes, forget it, lie to me?
No, I don't know. I'm not really listening, not really listening to myself.
Great.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm listening.
Lisa said before about the conversation with Scammer and the Danish.
Yeah, right? That's how you start your mornings. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The breakfast of scammers. Anne goes, and I quote, fuck off. Brown goes, you paid almost all your fees, right? Why are you insulting me? What have I said to make you insult me? Ann goes, I am mad. Brown goes, no shit. No, but he should have. Instead, he goes, why? Ann goes, idiot authorities. Not only me. Brown goes, authorities work slow. Ann goes, many
victims. Wait a second. Are there actually idiot authorities? No. Because they would be all over her.
Are there actually not idiot authorities? Brown goes, I have also informed Dr. Melvin because of the slow job. They need urgent attention to the victims. Anne goes, the terrorists are working hard. Yeah, that's a good thing about terrorists. They do have a good work ethic. They're running around on jungle gyms making bombs in the kitchen. They work hard. Not lazy people, the terrorists. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, don't you see it? I found the terrorists, black mafias. Why you do not work hard? Why? I offer the evidence. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, New York and France will have crisis. Well, got a point. Brown goes, you know the UN have agents worldwide? Worldwide.
Worldwide.
You know the UN...
Well, that is more accurate.
Yes, you know the UN have agents worldwide. Anne goes, UK too. Brown goes, so they need more information. Yes? Anne goes, what I said is right. Why not listen to me? I did not send the info to him. He ignored it. I did send the news. Brown goes, he did not ignore it. Anne goes, someone hacked my profile again. Or James Miller is reading it. Brown goes, on Facebook? Anne goes, yes. Someone. My research page. Her page where she put all her shit up. Brown goes, Facebook is not safe anymore. It's full of terrorists now. And scammers, too.
Yeah.
Anne goes, yes. Brown goes, you see? Anne goes, I can found money. Many. Where is criminal James Miller?
Criminal!
Brown goes, any victim with funds in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur should be glad now. The 10% has been cut off. Anne goes, I have no money. Forget it. Brown goes, they should hurry up. Anne goes, do not ask me anymore. I am broke. I paid and paid. Brown says, I'm not asking you any money. Anne goes, where is Miller? Tell him to return the money to me. Brown says, he's in Thailand. Anne says, his lover reader bothers me from YouTube. She wants Miller. Ask her to fuck off my YouTube.
That's new.
Fuck off my YouTube.
Fuck off my YouTube.
I will withdraw all of his fucking videos. I didn't think you could put those on YouTube.
Yeah, really?
Dear, I think you mean porn. I think you mean you porn, sweetie. I think you're getting your sights confused.
His fucking video. Let's watch some fucking video.
Sure, it makes the whole scamming thing a lot easier. Well, I mean, listen, I'm out this money, but look at this video collection I have.
Funny.
Yeah.
Brown goes, okay, well, Anne goes, see, he's in love with her. Why he lies? Assholes. Ha ha ha. I am so happy to cut ties with him. Brown goes, who? Anne goes, ask him to return the money to me. His lover reader, by using different names, comes to me, asking for Miller. There's nothing to do with me. He's fucking criminal using me. Brown goes, Miller is not talking to her. What was that?
Two criminals.
Everything, let me see. That fucking covered for tonight. Joe, Phil.
Okay. As you look through it.
<intense thing. laughs>
I think we should wrap it up. I think we've done enough show.
I think that's pretty much what he was saying.
I understand.
I was very thrilled.
I understand.
Get two criminal out of this.
What?
Well, usually these categories, you know, are hit or miss, and I'm thrilled that I called it with criminal.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Look at you.
Yep.
So what's the tally?
Well, we had a record low, Mr. Davins. We had one.
I don't know if that's a record.
I don't think we've ever had a time where there's been no Mr. Davins.
I think we did. I think twice.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
People making up bullshit.
So then we had two criminal, and we had no mass media. But Joe's girl came the closest because she picked no mass media, two criminal, and one Mr. Davin, but that was closest.
Yay.
She picked three Mr. Davins.
Joe, girls, for tonight's victory, you get an all-expense-paid ride in the Red Rape Van.
Yeah.
You and Joe will drive from your house to a storage unit back to a motel.
And climb a flight of stairs because the elevator is shut down.
You'll help Joe move shit in and out of the places. And as an added bonus, for an extra all-paid expenses trip to Anthony Cumia's basement, where you'll sneak in and out like a creep in the night. Please don't step on the cat.
About the rape van, she said she did that already.
I understand, but it's a special parting gift. You get to go again.
Yes. Oh, yes, a special ride in the rape van. Yay.
Half of all winners only get touched by gel. The other half get raped. So
great.
All right. We should thank some people for allowing this to happen.
Would you like me to thank somebody first?
Give me a second here. I might be able to thank somebody. I can thank somebody. I just got...
All right.
I printed out 80 fucking pages of paper for tonight's show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit ahead of
volumes,
us.
Volumes, I say.
This is Ann Jackson.
Here's the thing. I could be reading while you were looking.
Right, but here's the thing. I could have been done with the read while you interrupted.
Fine.
Thank you. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find more about them by searching Facebook, Tower of Energy LLC. Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks with authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and on Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday. Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-spreading production owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got everything coming up?
In the fall,
so look forward to that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, you know that. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzamj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzamj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Sidesplittingproductions.com. You need a comedian, give us a call. 551-404-3094. Joe, anywhere?
Yes, this Friday and Saturday, I'll be down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down at Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Stop by, 9 o'clock show each night. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for information.
Now, Pip.
Mystery Helix can be heard on HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Check him out.
What a perfect lead into our show on Tuesdays.
What's that?
Never mind. I said, what a perfect lead into our show.
It is.
That is good. What a wonderful
that
lead.
That is good. I read things well.
Make it end. And I can.
I'm tired and pukey. Give me a break.
Friday, June 23rd and June 24th, I'll be at Liberty Laughs in Fredericksburg, Virginia. For tickets, call 540-710-0234. 540-710-0234. Thank everybody for hanging out, listening to the show live, listening on replay, hanging out in the chat room. Nice to see Joe back. Hopefully Pip will be back in studio next week. Hopefully she'll be healthy. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.